electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, January 26, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. What a perfect tee up. I can't believe Automation timed that one. That commercial you just heard is from none other than Todd Smallenberg. He's running for the 106th House District in this upcoming August 6th primary. And as soon as we unmute his mic, we'll get him into the show here and bring him into the conversation. Good morning, sir.
And good morning, sir, to you. How are you today?
We're doing good, buddy. Hey, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, Dare Rendon, former state representative down in the Kalkaska Maswaukee County area, is the new chairwoman of the 1st Congressional District. And she said she had an opportunity to meet with you. And she said, man, that guy's pretty impressive. And I said, yeah. I said, actually, he's the kind of patriot we need down in Lansing. And with all the scuttlebutt that's going on around Matt Hall and Fox News, I don't know if you saw the article of the story or not, State Representative Jim DeSana, who was sitting on the ferry ride from Mackinac Island after the leadership conference on Friday. Jim DeSana and I sat together and talked on the ferry ride from Mackinac all the way to Mackinac City as state representative down in the Monroe area. And he's come out in light of this breaking news story about Matt Hall and a domestic violence against his girlfriend filing that was done a couple years ago. He's calling for Matt Hall to resign as minority leader. And I told Dare Rendon, I said, yeah, Todd's the kind of guy I could see him getting elected to the 106th seat. And I could see Todd walking in the room and saying, guys, I know I'm a freshman, but I'd like to throw my hat in the ring to be Speaker of the House. And Dare started laughing, and she goes, man, that would be something else. But I could see, based on his military experience, his leadership skills, and the way he communicates, she goes, I'm really impressed with that guy. So I don't know if you had a chance to talk with her, engage with her for very long, but she was impressed with you.
Oh, that means a lot. It was a pleasure to meet her and her husband. Just a great couple, great Americans, great patriots. And that's kind on both of you for the compliment. I appreciate that.
Well, it's funny because Bruce, her husband, he was the state rep for that seat. And then he was term limited out after 6 years. Well, Dare, actually his wife, she's more conservative than Bruce is. And when she went down and served for 6 years, it was like great representation by Dare, because I got into some pretty heated discussions with Bruce over right to work and a couple of other things we were doing back in 2011, 2012, and voting for certain tax fees, fines, increases. And I'm like, Bruce, you're kind of a big and spend Wayne Schmidt kind of rhino out of the McManus clan over there in Traverse City and Bill Milliken and all that. He's like, Randy, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't understand how Lansing works. Well, finally, we got Dare in there, and she agreed with me. She was voting my way all the time. So she's a great patriot. I love both of them. But one of the things I wanted to get into, Todd, and it's kind of interesting, we are in the election year. This is now the end of January. We're heading into February. We have county conventions on February 15th. We have a state convention on March 2nd. I've just been asked by Dare, actually, to be the parliamentarian for the 1st District Caucus there in Detroit. And I gladly accepted and with honor that I will sit next to her during 1st District. One of the things I think is interesting is this process of going to county conventions and then sending delegates to the state convention. Technically, what county do you live in, and what county convention will you be attending?
So I, you know, I have a place in Oscoda County, and I have up in Mount Morencia and Hillman. So the Oscoda County asked me to participate February 15th. So I'll be going to the Oscoda one and going from there. So, okay. But my record for my location is the Hillman address.
Okay, so technically your actual principal residence as far as where you're registered to vote then is that Mount Morenci or is that Oscoda?
No, that's Mount Morenci.
Mount Morenci. Okay, yeah. So those are the folks that could possibly ask you to attend as a delegate at large because you're not currently, I believe, are you a precinct delegate or not a precinct delegate?
I am not. That's one of the things I was talking with Dan Bonamina. I was questioning, as a candidate, what are my limitations? What can I do? What can I not do as a candidate?
Right. And he gave you an answer, or are you still waiting for feedback on that?
I'm still waiting for feedback on that. Is, you know, I mean, can I be a proxy, a delegate? You know, I mean, how can I go about that without right. making sure I don't go over the line?
Right. Now, the way the process works as a former chair of Antrim County, and for many of you chairs listening out there, they will conduct the call to convention first. They'll conduct the county convention. After the conclusion, because this is with all the precinct delegates that were duly elected 2 years ago, they're finishing up their final terms heading into August. Like you, they have to run for re-election or election if they're not currently. So one thing I'd recommend is you file to be a precinct delegate also, not just as a candidate for the state house for the 106th, but file to be a precinct delegate. That way your name's on the ballot twice. People will see you on the ballot twice as opposed to your opponent who's only going to be on there once. And then the other thing, for Mount Morenci, and then the other thing, after the convention is over, they can then elevate you because I'm sure there's probably a few slots open like there is in almost every county, but they can elevate you to be a precinct delegate for the rest of this year. And because of that elevation, then you could come as a guest or possibly even an alternate, not a voting delegate, but an alternate delegate to get you into the convention center. So I'll make sure you are aware of that and your county chair is aware of that, I'm sure. Now, one thing I did want to ask you about specifically is I talked to Bob Bretzky. He's the chairman of the Presque County Republicans.
Yep.
And he had talked about possibly having a forum, not necessarily calling it a debate, but somewhat of a forum at the Reagan Day dinner they're doing in May there in the Posen Center. And some other folks said, well, you know, not really sure we want our Reagan Day dinner to be necessarily a venue for a debate or a forum. We want to do a special event where we're actually calling people for the entire 106th district, where people are coming from the counties of your entire district, where they'd be able to come and attend the candidate forum, debate, whatever you want to call it. I'd like to get your initial response to that, all of that, your input. How do you feel about, you know, having a forum candidate debate with your opponent at these various events, or do you want it to be a standalone, actually call it a debate and actually set it up as a debate and possibly get all the counties to participate?
I've been talking to each one of the counties. So, you know, from Oscoda, Mount Morenci, Presque Isle, Alpena, Sheboygan. So I'm waiting to get up with Carrie to discuss Alcona. I've been asking for meet and greets, debates. However the counties want to run them is up to them. I will show up when they give me the time and place. So however I can get in front of the voters, whether it be with Cam, if he wants to debate, have a forum, have a meet and greet, I don't care. I've expressed to each one of the leadership that I want to debate him, and I'll do it in any forum and any function that they want. Just let me know the time and date.
Very good. Very good. So you're willing to go to anything, any format, any place?
Absolutely, because that's the only way they're going to get informed of who we are and what we stand for, what we believe.
Absolutely. Now, one other thing, I know that you've been having some surgeries. You've been having some improvements in your health. I had one lady who also had the, I believe you called it a stimulator, some type of spine stimulator in the implant.
Yes.
Is that still an ongoing process? Where are you at in that?
So they removed it after the week trial, and I see the neurosurgeon on the 8th of February to discuss the implant for the internal. And then I'm having my right hip replaced on March 27th.
Oh, very good. Well, I got to tell you, somebody who's had my left hip replaced, I was the first operation of the day, 7 o'clock in the morning, bright white lights, clean, sterile, sanitized operating room. And the anesthesiologist came and put the mask over my face and said, okay, start counting back from 10. And I think I made it to 7 that I remember. And Todd, I woke up 4 seconds later when actually it was 4 hours later. It was 11 o'clock, but it felt like 4 seconds. And I woke up and the nurse says, okay, Mr. Bishop, wiggle your toes. And I said to the brain, said to the toes, okay, wiggle. And nothing happened. And she said, sir, I told you to wiggle your toes. And I said, I did. And she's like, uh-oh. And I'm like, what do you mean, uh-oh? She said, well, sometimes this happens. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, well, you might be possibly paralyzed from the waist down. And I said, what? Well, my anesthesiologist was from U of M. And I had commented about his lanyard that was holding his hospital credentials. And when he walked in to introduce himself to me, I'm like, oh, heck no. No, no. You're from U of M. I don't want you anywhere near me because I'm a Spartan, right? Well, the doctor, the anesthesiologist, told the nurse to pull that prank on me. And I'm like, okay, you tell him that when I get up this afternoon, I'm going to find him in the hospital. I'm going to kick his ass. But put the fear of God into me, he did. So I tell you what, man, I went home at 4 o'clock. I literally was seen by my surgeon at 2, the PT, the OT. I went up and down the little 3-box steps. I walked down the hallway pushing my IV. And brother, I tell you, it was the best thing I ever did. I was out of there at 4 o'clock that afternoon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's the same day surgery as well because they're doing the anterior approach. And they said you'll be walking out. And I was like, 2 thumbs up.
Amen, brother. Well, listen, will you continue out there on the campaign trail? We'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, brother. You have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, take care.
Todd Smallenberg for the 106th House District. Final segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Absolutely got to fully disclose because I got a couple of text messages. One of the text messages coming in says, hey, Trucker, you seem to be very pro this Todd Smallenberg guy. There is another person in that seat now, the incumbent state representative, Cam Cavett. And I said, absolutely. If you haven't been listening to the show on a regular basis, I personally, myself personally, have endorsed Todd Smallenberg in the August 6th primary. Full disclosure. I've said it on the radio before. I probably should say it before every interview, but most people listen to the show on a regular basis already knew that, so I apologize. Got another one asking me for Todd's website. Elect Smallenberg, SMALENBERG.com. ElectSmallenberg.com is the website. And you can sign up to volunteer there. You can donate. You can find out information about where he's at and things that are going on. So, yeah, I apologize. I thought most people knew that, but maybe you don't listen on a regular basis or you missed, perhaps, the endorsement announcement. I believe he may have it on his website as well. So again, it's elect, one word, elect Smallenberg, SMALENBERG.com. And you know what? I have nothing against Cam Cavett personally. He can come on the show anytime he wants. He has an open invitation. As a matter of fact, he told me that after he won the primary, he still had to run against the Democrat. I said, okay, so after I get elected, you'll be the first radio interview I do. That's what Cam Cavett said to me. I said, great, appreciate it. Come on the show and thank everybody for voting for you. Thank them for making you the state rep. Cam, I'm still waiting for you to come on the show. I mean, I don't know how much longer I have to wait, but maybe, just maybe, once the primary season kicks in and you honestly feel that you have to now, you know, face the people of the 106th District, which this radio station, this show, talks to a large amount of the populated areas of the 106th, I mean, our tower, 97.7 FM, is right there on US 23 in Sheboygan County. PIENG is our electric company. So I don't know, you know, what you're waiting for. I don't know why you're being advised by whoever is advising you not to come on the show, but invitation is there. So you've got my cell phone. We're personal friends. You know, give me a text. Tell me when you want to come on the show and love to have you. Even if you would like to perhaps discuss the situation with leadership, because you voted for the Democrat, Joe Tate. I know you called it a ceremonial vote. The Democrats had the majority. It's, you know, tradition that everybody votes for that party's person to be the speaker. Neil Friske didn't. Matt Maddox didn't. Quite a few others didn't. So come on and explain that. Explain some of your votes. I mean, you have a voting record. It's not something you can hide from. So man up and come on the show and let's have a conversation. I'll be respectful. Cam, as a friend, for as long as I've known you for, I will treat you with total respect. Is that fair? Folks, I think that's fair. So if you know Cam, like this one person seems to know him quite well, tell him to listen to the podcast. As a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? When the podcast populates on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, you click on podcast, it's going to be hour one, segment two, the second half hour of today's show. I'm actually going to copy the link to the podcast, and I'm going to text it to Cam directly myself. Listen to the podcast. Hear my promise as to how I'll treat you on the show, and then let's schedule a conversation for next week. I mean, let's talk about it. Now, the only thing I can say, if he doesn't do it, I'm going to give you guys a prediction. If Cam, State Representative Cam Cavett, decides not to come on the show, it's not because of Cam Cavett. This will not be his personal decision not to come on the show. It's going to be his handlers. It's going to be his advisors. It's going to be the people that he's associated with. We all know that Congressman Jack Bergman has endorsed Cam for reelection, donated $5,000 out of his star PAC, which was supposed to be used for veterans only. Cam's not a veteran, but he got the $5,000 check. I understand. I get it. You guys are friends. So he gave you the money. He's supporting you. I'm supporting Todd Smallenberg. No problem. We can still be civil to each other and have a really good conversation on the radio. So again, open mic invitation to State Rep Cam Cavett. Text me back. Call me, Cam. We'll set it up. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. He's going to be talking about presidents and their achievements in the next hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that in